I'm Wes with your Linux headlines on October 22nd, 2019. The GNOME Foundation has responded to the patent attack against Shotwell. As we reported almost a month ago, Rothschild Patent Imaging brought a legal case alleging that GNOME's graphics program, Shotwell, infringed on patents held by the firm. GNOME has now hit back, rejecting a settlement offer and submitting to the court both a motion answering the claim and another to dismiss the case. And because they were worried that Rothschild might simply drop proceedings on seeing the strength of their defense, the foundation has also submitted a counterclaim to keep the case alive. The GNOME Foundation has also launched a patent troll defense fund to help it fight this and any future attacks against free software projects. We'll have a link in the show notes if you'd like to help out. Mozilla is trumpeting a faster and more private browsing experience with today's release of Firefox 70. New security and privacy functionality feature heavily in the latest version, and Mozilla drives that point home by starting the release post with the impressive figure that the browser has blocked over 450 billion tracking requests worldwide since that feature was introduced. Building on the theme, the new release features enhanced privacy management and reporting tools, and the built-in password manager has seen updates that include the integration of breach alerts. A standalone account menu provides a home for easy access to Firefox services like Monitor and Send, and the browser's internal pages now better respect any dark theme choice you might have made on your desktop. Under the hood, the new baseline interpreter brings speedups and a reduced memory footprint for JavaScript execution, and there are a host of improvements for web developers as well. And another browser seeing a release today was Opera for Android. And while it's not open source, it's worth following what Opera is up to, as the company has often led the pack by deploying features like built-in VPN support. Today saw version 54 of Opera for Android released, bringing not just a redesigned user interface and theming changes, but also improvements to its integrated crypto wallet, which can now handle Bitcoin, Tron, and Ethereum transactions. And rounding out a day of software releases, Ghost version 3 has a whole host of changes to make this one of its most significant releases ever. There's a new deployment method for themes that should prove familiar to users of continuous integration tooling, and a much improved one-click export option to ease migration from WordPress. The platform has also fully integrated a comprehensive membership and subscription system to allow anyone to easily start publishing their own paid-for content. That's your headlines for today. Links at linuxheadlines.show/32. Chris will be in tomorrow.